Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So one of the most important...
Probably the most.
The most important people in our community as far
Interviews we've ever done.
You know, interviews we've ever done, and as far as her contribution to never forgetting what happened all of those years ago, which was not that long ago, by the way. And you'll see a billboard about that on I-35 if you're driving downtown right now. Our friend Big Sonia just turned 100. And for those of you who missed our initial interview with her, I think we have a little bit at some point that we can play from a teaser that you found, Scott. Sonia survived the Holocaust. And we are losing those stories and those voices every single day. And in honor of her 100th birthday, we have brought in Leah and Todd Warshawski, and we've had them on the program before. They are filmmakers. Leah, Sonia is your grandma. You just came back from seeing her.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. Anytime we can have you guys in here to talk about any of the films you're working on or your sweet grandmother, we want to do that.
Thank you, Dana. We love being here.
We love being here. Thank you guys so much. We're so grateful.
How is she doing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's 100.
We just came from there. It was just
she's 100. Yeah, it's surreal. Her house is now filled with cards and flowers and plants, per usual. She's still going. She's getting up every day and doing what she can, and her door's open and people stop by still all the time, come and go. She's got food 24 hours a day and some help, fortunately. But she's still going.
You guys are filmmakers by trade, and then probably the most important film you have ever brought to the world is the film about your very family and about Sonia and everything she went through and survived and then built this life in Overland Park, Kansas. Right. Like I always say, you never know who you're going to run into in Kansas City
as a seamstress
or pass in the grocery store.
Right.
If you guys are listening and you have not watched Big Sonia, you have to watch this film. It is a love letter to this town. It is a love letter from her. I'm really reminding everybody the real damage and devastation from the Holocaust. She lost her entire family. Will you kind of remind everybody the story, Leah?
She watched her mother go to the gas chamber when she was in her teens. She lost the rest of her family except for her sister, who survived in the forest living with the partisans during the war. And after the war, her sister decided to move to Israel. And Sonia said she just didn't want a life that was that hard. And so instead, she ended up in Kansas City because of some of our other family connections. And she's been here ever since.
Does she still travel and tell the story to the extent that she can?
No.
Or more through the film now? Because up until a couple
more
years ago,
film.
She was still going to schools a couple years ago.
She was, yeah. I mean, she is 100 years old now. And so things are, you know, harder. More difficult
sure.
to do at 100. And she was able to come to the premieres when we released the film in 2016.
Yeah.
She was at both of our film festival premieres on both coasts. And she came to some other events. And she came to Washington, D.C.
She traveled quite a bit with us for that year.
Yeah, we screened in Congress.
Mendocino.
And she was with us for that.
Yeah.
Well, I just remember, and it's been a while. It was pre-COVID when we got to meet your grandmother.
Yeah.
But it was such a big deal for me. I remember having her in, and I knew that the interview would be as important as it was compelling, that I had my children come in
right.
and have photographs with
right.
her.
I remember that.
And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
even my
yeah,
ex,
I
invited my ex-wife.
Oh.
I'm like, so he's a healer.
She's a healer.
This is a big deal. You need to
yeah.
come see this.
Yeah,
that's
I
great.
Remember
and,
that.
And so the four of us, my two daughters and my ex-wife, we took a picture with her because as horrific and evil as that time in human history was, it is not every day that you get to meet someone who survived it.
That's true.
And who went
yeah.
through just
right.
the most unspeakable atrocities in human history.
It's true. And I think that's a big reason why the film resonates with so many people, because they feel like they can relate to her. They feel like maybe they have some trauma everybody does in our own way. And so seeing her resilience and seeing the fact that she's so small and mighty
yeah.
and she's out there and she survived, people think, oh, well, if she did it, then I can do it.
So Sonia was 17 years old in 1942 when the Germans forced her and her family into the camps. She was a slave laborer. She was eventually sent to Auschwitz, Scott, but she ended at Bergen-Belsen, did she
That's
not,
right.
if memory serves?
Mm-hmm. That's where she was liberated.
That's where she was yep. liberated.
Mm-hmm.
What does she say about that time?
Well, if you've seen the movie, you know what happened on the Day of Liberation, and I don't think I want to give it away because the movie is still out there, and there are people who, believe it or not, have not yet seen Big Sonia. And so I don't think we're going to give away the ending, but
we'll just say that after 4 years in the camps on the day she was being liberated, it did not go well.
Yeah. She had a pretty extraordinary story of survival up until then. And then, of course, the day she was liberated, she had more trauma. And she ended up meeting her husband, which is my grandfather, John, actually in the displacement camp.
The DP camps.
Yes. So
where your dad was born.
Where my dad was born. So things eventually
what was your earliest,
started going better.
As her granddaughter and your father going through all of this, what was your earliest memory of them passing that story down to you? Did you just always know this was your story?
Well, my dad did a series of interviews on a tape recorder, if you remember what that was.
We're old enough.
Right. So a voice recorder. He did a series of interviews, and when I was younger, my first real experience learning the stories of my family was he was paying me probably like 25 cents an hour to transcribe these interviews
yeah.
and type them out on a typewriter. And I remember listening to John and Sonia and we have other survivors in our family who are gone now, but I remember typing that out and thinking.
Interesting way for your dad to share
yeah.
his family history with you.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Refresh my memory. She was tattooed, was she not, in
Correct.
Auschwitz?
Because yeah.
it wasn't at every concentration camp where the prisoners were tattooed. In fact, I
That's
believe,
right.
if I'm not mistaken, it was only at Auschwitz.
I've heard it was only at Auschwitz.
On the arm,
but I've also heard that maybe that's not 100% correct, and so I'm not
sure. There's another camp where they were tattooed on their stomachs, but I can't remember which.
Okay.
Did she see the exhibit that came to Union Station?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that? I mean,
she was part of it. Was she not part of it?
She had
her scarf was there.
Her scarf was there.
That's right.
Yes, her mother's part of her mother's scarf that she has that's also in the film was there. They put it in a museum quality box for people to see.
What was her reaction to that? I mean, I left that exhibit, and I have no connection at all,
right,
to Auschwitz like your family does. I left that exhibit crying.
I think it was really powerful for a lot of people, and I wasn't there when Sonia went, but I do have photos from that time, and I feel like she thought it was comprehensive and really well done. I know there's a lot of exhibits, but that one in particular was really special. I'm glad that it was here.
We need to remind everyone that Sonia is in all of her might and power that she has in her voice. She is 4'8" in stature.
Right, and shrinking.
And shrinking, yes.
big Sonia.
Not getting any bigger, huh?
Nope. Not going that direction. Yeah.
Where can people see this film? And I want, if you're listening, you've never seen it, watch it with your children.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we, right now, online, if you can't get to the Glenwood Arts Theater on Saturday at 4 o'clock,
yeah,
to see the film in person, you can watch on Vimeo on demand.
Got it.
And that's easy to do from your living room or from your computer. But we sure do hope that people will bring their families and their kids to experience the film in person, because it is a different experience when you see it
experience when you're
with the community.
In a theater with other people.
How has this grown, Todd? And you have had a front seat to this as well as a filmmaker, watching her go to the schools, showing the film. Schools have signed up to show the film. I think it should be mandatory for history classes that we all watch this. How has it been for you seeing this grow and grow? And still, we're talking about this all these years later.
Yeah, I have to admit, I was conned into making this film.
Yeah,
I had just met Leah. We'd known each other for a few months, and she said we should go to Kansas City to meet my little old grandmother and make a short, funny film about her tailor shop in the basement of a mall.
Yeah,
that's empty. And our first trip out filming, the side trip was to go to a school and witness her telling her story to middle schoolers. And in that moment, I knew that our lives were changing for the next few years. I thought it would take us a couple of years. It ended up taking us, year 15 now.
Because sometimes Leah lived this. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. And I know that you knew, Leah, this was a story, and it was an important,
right,
powerful story.
Right.
You bring Todd in, and Todd is like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What the hell is going on?
I mean, if we're going to bare our souls a little bit here.
Yeah. Are we still dating after this, or...
I know that it was a way for Leah, me coming in was a way for her to reveal her truth about her family trauma. And it was a way for her to get close to the fire and really truly immerse herself in her grandmother's story. And in a way that benefits anybody who sees the film. And if that's was my role in it, I could see in that early day that, okay, we have an opportunity here more than just a short film, but to really expound and amplify her voice that was doing amazing things in this town, but allowed us to...
It's a gift. Her story is a gift.
It really is, and we've been able to share it literally with the world.
Stick around for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, Leah Wierzchowski, I pronounce that correctly?
Correct.
And Todd Soliday, the directors of the movie Big Sonia, which came out in 2016. We had the privilege and pleasure to meet with her almost 10 years ago when the movie first came out, and today she celebrates her 100th birthday. So happy birthday to Big Sonia here on Dana and Parks.
This week, big yes.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So if you can make the time, and we would strongly encourage you to do so, Big Sonya is going to be shown this Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Glenwood Arts Theater. If you have not, even if you have seen the movie, it is a telling story. I'm not blowing smoke just because you guys are sitting right across from me. But it is, the two directors are in the studio with us, Todd and Leah. It is an incredibly well-told story about your grandmother, who survived the Holocaust in World War II, and how she came to Kansas City and made a life as a seamstress in a small little shop at the Metcalf South?
Yeah, now gone Metcalf South.
Yeah. Nostalgic.
It's a great story. This Saturday, 4 o'clock, Glenwood Arts Theater.
There was a report earlier from our friends over at PBS, and this was back in April, that 70% of Holocaust survivors will pass away in the next 10 years.
Right.
I am curious how many are left like your grandmother who remember and can be stewards of that story and share that story.
That's a really good question. I don't know, because
I'll look it up.
Even so, even if there's survivors, you don't know whether those survivors are going out and speaking, whether they're talking about their story, because a lot of people
don't.
And so the families don't know. And, you know, that was another reason that we chose to make this film, was because Sonia was going out, and thanks to her daughter, Regina, who helped her go to schools and do these speaking engagements.
And many of them were probably too young to even remember what it was that they and their families went through. By the way, there are 220,000 still alive.
Wow.
As of this year. The median age is 87, and more than 1,400 are over the age of 100.
Wow. That is incredible.
The thing about Sonia, too, is her unique, I mean, she's articulate, lively, extremely charismatic, and extremely entertaining. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while Big Sonia has a lot of darkness in it, it is funny. She is funny.
You'll never forget her.
Her car is funny. Her driving is treacherous.
I remember at the time watching the film thinking, oh man, she's not still driving.
That car is too big for her.
Out of my way.
Hilarious.
She was safe.
Did she see her on the dashboard?
No.
Literally a phone book.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I was watching the film this morning. We were at the theater just doing a pre-screening of it. And I realized that I took one ride in the car, filmed in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And then every shot after that, the camera was mounted outside of the car, and I was not in the car.
You were not in the car.
Right.
Do you know, because of her story and because people, maybe other survivors heard about what she's doing, have you heard from other survivors who have come forward to say, okay, now I'm ready to tell my own story?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I assume that would be the case.
We were our premiere in New York City. We did a dual West Coast, East Coast premiere, and a woman stood up in the audience and said, hey, Sonia, do you remember me from Auschwitz?
No. Oh, no way. Get out of here.
Yeah. And they're in touch to this day.
They
talk often.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how she's doing.
Yeah, her daughter called me recently because she wasn't doing well and she wanted to talk to Sonia. But there are people that we meet along the way and have met along the way who, especially second generation children of survivors, have been inspired by the story and the story of, you know, my dad and Regina and Debbie, Sonia's kids, who are talking more and they've watched the film and thought, okay, I am ready to do this. Or how, you know, they go to them for advice and mentorship. Like, I want to start telling my family story. How can I do this?
Legacy.
You said it was streaming somewhere, right?
Vimeo On Demand.
What is
Vimeo?
Vimeo.
Vimeo. Okay.
Yep, Vimeo
and then,
On Demand.
Of course, this Saturday, 4 o'clock at the
Glenwood Arts Theater. We actually had we have another screening, but it sold out. The 7 o'clock sold out months ago. And so we got them to add another screening, and we still have 250 seats to sell. So I'd love to pack it twice. We can't guarantee that Sonia's ever going to be anywhere, but she doesn't like to miss a party. And so we are, it's going to be, we're hopeful, and it's going to be a lot of fun no matter what.
Very quickly, we just have a minute or two left, but you said you had been approached by other Holocaust survivors. Have you given any thought to capturing their stories while they're still here?
Oh, absolutely. There are organizations that are capturing stories fast and furious. As much as possible.
Because we're losing them.
We're losing them. And we also have an AI project now at the Museum of Kansas City where people can go and have a conversation with Sonia, which is a trip, through AI and new technology. And so that's happening for the next 3 years. And there are other people doing that as well. So the legacy lives on.
Do you still have BigSonia.org? Was it BigSonia.org?
BigSonia.com.
BigSonia.com. If you are an educator and you are listening and you want to bring this to your school, please go to BigSonia.com so that we can continue with the education. It's an important story. And we're so lucky to have your family here and to have you back in town. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're so grateful for you.
All right. Lee and Todd, the directors of Big Sonia. Again, it is going to be shown this weekend, 4 o'clock. Tickets are still available at the Glenwood Arts Theater in Overland Park. The United States has pinched its last penny.
Oh, we done?
The final penny came off the mint today in Philadelphia.
I thought that already happened.
They had announced that they were going to discontinue the penny, and they had slowed the creation of more pennies. But
everybody's been freaking out for no reason?
Today, the very last penny came off the mint.
Okay.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
By the way, the last coin
wouldn't be the first time.
That was, I know. It's daily. The last coin to be discontinued was the half cent in 1857.
The half cent.
The half a penny.
Almost as worthless as the full cent.
Was that otherwise known as the wheat penny?
I don't believe that was the wheat penny. Okay. I believe the wheat penny was actually worth 1 cent.
Okay.
But here's what I can't understand. Yes, the pennies are no longer being created. But this country, especially banking institutions, and convenience stores were in a near panic about a month ago, giving people special bonuses or gifts or whatever if they would bring in a bunch of their pennies at home. If we have, if we have all these millions and millions, if not billions, of pennies floating around in circulation, how do we all of a sudden, once we decide to discontinue the penny, does it become so rare?
Because people are hanging on to them, thinking they're going to be worth $1 million in a week, which they are not.
Well, it won't be a week, but they might actually be worth something someday. So we've already got signs at my other job on the counter saying, you know, we may run short on pennies. If we do, we're going to round down to the nearest nickel. Everything's going to be okay. But they already put those signs on. Scott, you just mentioned that the last penny came off the press. There are currently 300 billion.
300 billion pennies in
circulation. 300 billion.
Now, a lot of those have probably been lost.
They're in a couch somewhere.
Sitting in a parking lot going unclaimed in somebody's grass.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that for the first time in a billion years today, I had cash. I went into Quick Trip. I got a Powerball ticket and a coffee, and they gave me coins. They gave me coins back. And instead of just throwing that in the cup holder in the car, I brought them in, and lo and behold, one of them is what looks like a pretty old penny. Look at that. I can't see. So they had one today, Sam. But there are so many in circulation. I'm not going to take that home, put it in an envelope, put it in a safe, and tell my children that's their inheritance.
Well, the condition of this one that you just handed me is crap.
Well, there's too many of them in circulation for this to be worth anything.
I have to turn on my flashlight to see what the date is.
Now, in 400 years, maybe.
2012.
Oh, 2012. Okay. Well, that'll pay for college.
In 1,000 years.
If you remember correctly, and I'm trying to find the exact date, but it was like 115 years that it took. No, I don't know. It was like 100 years that it took for the half penny to get out of circulation. So we're going to have pennies for a while. They're not going away.
It's like the $2 bill. You don't see them very often, but every once in a while you do.
Boy, when I do, I hold on to them.
Yeah.
Those are rare.
It's kind of fun.
I have one really old $2 bill in my safe.
You know what a $2 bill is worth, even $2. Though they don't print them anymore?
$2?
$2.
Now, if you have a $2 star note that's really old, that's like $2.15.
Are you allowed, Sam, if you're working for, let's just say, Macy's, it doesn't even matter, and someone gives you the exact change, and you look down and one of the pennies happens to be a rare wheat penny, like you're a coin person, are you allowed to swap that out with your own penny and take it home and see if it's worth anything?
How do you think I got my $2 bill?
Oh, there we go.
I believe the wheat penny is worth a penny.
You know what I mean? Like, some people know what they're looking for when it comes to coins. I don't.
I have a number of different star notes, which star notes are really only that valuable if they have a low serial number, and mine do not. So don't come try to steal them from my house, folks.
Okay,
they're only worth a dollar.
So I was wrong. The wheat penny is not worth a penny anymore.
Yeah.
It has increased in value to 2 cents.
Hey!
So a wheat penny, if you haven't seen one in a while, by the way, somebody on eBay is trying to sell a wheat penny for $2,200.
Okay. Good luck with that.
And by the way, still in circulation, Scott, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, buried somewhere or went down the drain and is now sitting in the bottom of a sewage pipe. There probably are close to 300 billion still being transacted with.
These people are high. There's somebody on a website called Poshmark. Are you guys familiar with that?
It's for clothing, usually.
Okay, well, somebody is selling a 1958 wheat penny for $65,000.
Okay.
Only proving to me...
You can ask!
...that fools and their money are easily separated.
The most expensive penny ever sold.
What is it?
From 1792, known as the Birch Cent, it sold in 2015 for...
I have no idea.
$2.58 million.
My problem is I would find that in the bottom of a couch somewhere I got at an estate sale, and I would just toss it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know that it was worth anything.
The experimental Birch Cent, engraved by Robert Birch, was only printed 10 times.
Apparently there is a very rare 1974 aluminum penny that if you own one, it is worth $2 million.
The 1943 D. Lincoln bronze wheat penny, which came out during
is
World
worth $300,000.
This says 2.3.
Oh, what I'm looking at says 300 grand.
All right, can we go to Lawrence? Because I'm already mad. We got to talk about it.
It's not even 4 o'clock yet.
I know. We have to talk
about
it.
You're mad before 4 o'clock?
Yes. Yeah. Sam, you are welcome to read us the update.
Sure.
I am furious at the update.
This from KNBC 9 News. Court documents filed Wednesday show that William Klingler, the suspect, of course, in the fatal hit and run of the University of Kansas student Elsa McGrain, has been formally charged with leaving the scene of a fatality accident, circumvention of an ignition interlock device, driving while suspended on a second or subsequent offense, and no proof of motor vehicle liability insurance coverage.
Why is he not charged with the murder of that child?
That's a great point.
Did I hear involuntary manslaughter in there somewhere?
You did not.
Now,
leaving the scene of a fatality accident.
Follow me here. We were working on DUI number 5.
Charged.
When that child was taken from us in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. That is just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Charged, not necessarily convicted.
Why is this not manslaughter? Leaving the scene of an accident. Here's the other thing, Scott. I don't even want to go. I can't go there.
No, it's okay.
You
got to prove it. The only thing you can prove is that he allegedly hit her with a car and didn't stop. Now, we can come up with a million reasons why we think that happened.
Why is he charged with leaving the scene and circumvention of ignition interlock device?
Because they apparently or allegedly have proof that somehow he either had somebody blow into it for
him.
Right,
and why would you do that?
Or was driving a different vehicle.
Why? No. Circumvention of an ignition interlock device does not mean you borrowed somebody else's car, does it?
It could.
Therefore, you circumvented what you are legally required to do to get behind the wheel of a car.
What we need to focus on here is leaving the scene of a fatality accident.
Yeah.
If it is known that he allegedly was the one driving that caused the fatality accident, to your point, Dana, where is the charge of manslaughter? Scott, you said they need proof. Mm-hmm. Well, they seem to think they have enough proof to pin leaving the scene of a fatality accident on him.
So let me ask you this, Sam, because you got into the weeds of some of the other prior DUI cases and charges, of which there are many. One of the prior charges, Scott, from which the judge inexplicably let him go on his own recognizance about a few weeks ago, wasn't it, Sam?
I think so, yeah.
One of the prior charges was also tampering with an ignition interlock device. You want to tell people what you learned about that in reading the court paper, Sam?
So in that prior issue, it was listed as circumvention. And typically when that is listed, it is what you had mentioned where they have somebody blow into it or they drive a different vehicle. What I found, and I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but what I found was
in the court papers,
he tried to rip it out of his vehicle. And those are wired directly into the vehicle, where if you try to rip it out, the vehicle will not run.
The circumvention listed in one of the prior cases wasn't that he had someone else blow into it, but if you do that, you're an idiot, and the other person should be charged. It was he tried to rip it out of the car. And so in this case, too, where this child has died, he is also charged with circumvention of an ignition interlock device, driving while suspended, second or subsequent offense, no. Thank you for throwing in the no proof of motor vehicle liability insurance.
Well, that's important.
Thank you. No one is going to insure a guy who is going to court for his fifth DUI and now this child is dead.
I understand that, but what they're also saying now is her parents cannot sue him and get any sort of monetary. God, what's the word I want to use? Because when you've lost your child, the last thing you're worried about is, you know, how much money am I going to get out of this? But at some point, they would want to sue his insurance company. He doesn't have one.
Now,
but let me make one more quick point if I could, Sam. I've never had to, thankfully, use an interlock device, whatever. It's my understanding, because I've only known one person who's had one, that, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe they were wrong, where, yes, you have to blow into it just for the car to start, but at any given point, the interlock device can also, like, ding, ding, ding. You know, let's say you're driving to Wichita, okay? Mm-hmm. And it'll ding, and you've got to blow into it to keep the engine going.
It's a certain number of minutes. I have someone in my life very close to me who had one of those, and hers was not the greatest case. And so she ended up having to blow, like, almost every time she came to a stoplight. And it takes a picture of you.
I was going to ask you, isn't there video? And the phones are ringing. I want to know, in the Lawrence Times, deputies arrested him on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. Mm-hmm. He is only charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident.
They can amend that later.
The sentencing guidelines on this, I'm going to be sick.
They can come back later and amend it.
I'd be willing to bet that they are going to upgrade it to manslaughter. It's only been 6 days since the crime happened, and I know that 6 days is a lifetime for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it feels like an eternity, and we need justice now. The legal process is very slow.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A Florida judge today granted bail to former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown, who will have to wear a GPS monitor under house arrest while fighting an attempted murder charge. Judge Mindy Glazer denying the prosecution's bid to have Brown jailed without bail, as the state argued that the former player has the means to flee overseas.
He already did, allegedly.
Isn't he in the?
He was in Dubai.
I thought he was in the Dominican. Started with a D. Whatever.
He was in Dubai. That's right.
Huh. He had to be extradited back. Is that not flight risk? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. What? He has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. They have taken his passport. Home confinement would still allow Brown to work and support his 7 children with an 8th on the way. He'll get to know dad real well.
What is he doing for work these days?
Trying to stay sane.
I don't know if he's trying very hard.
All right.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
All 14 victims in that awful UPS cargo plane crash that we've been covering this past week have now been identified. It sadly includes a grandpa and his 3-year-old granddaughter. They have said at the scene, Scott, they do not believe they are searching for additional victims. Of the 14, that includes the 3 UPS crew members who were on board that flight.
Right.
And the remaining victims were on the ground. They range in age from 3 to 65 years old.
Okay. And a special hello and thank you to the our friends from Duke's Mayonnaise, who swung by earlier today for a nice little visit. They've heard our unpaid-for promotion of their product.
This is the Duke's Country
It's
song.
Got a yellow lid.
It's written about the best mayonnaise.
It's got twang.
Here's what I can tell you. There is swag. Dan got a T-shirt. I got a hat. There's a stuffed animal. I didn't know that there
was... Oh, I still have my pin on.
A plush mayonnaise stuffed animal that I needed in my life, but now I have one, and thank you.
And its full name
is Duke's Mayonnaise.
It's got twang.
It's got a yellow lid. I don't know why. In those,
I don't know either.
First of all, the commercials are so funny, but I don't know why the person who sings it sounds surprised that it has a yellow lid. I mean, don't a lot of products have yellow lids?
Well, no, I think that's what makes Duke special and how it stands out from the other major competitor.
It's got
that
a yellow
happens
lid.
To have a blue
green
lid.
Well, then it would stand out as green, but yellow, I'm going to tell you, you go down that mayo aisle, I saw it the other day, and I go, well, there it is.
Heinz ketchup has a white lid.
If it had a green lid, they would say, it's got a green lid.
Still got twang.
It'll definitely still have twang.
Okay.
Epic. I love it.
I can't wait to dive into my Duke's mayonnaise.
Me neither.
If you
that was a spoon.
They better become a sponsor of this show. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.